Thank you for tuning in to the Mount Holly Podcast. We pray that this week's sermon will encourage and inspire you. If it's your first time tuning in, or if you're interested in learning more about Mount Holly, please stay tuned after the sermon for more information. We're so glad you're tuning in today. Now here's this week's sermon from Pastor Jeff Maxwell.
I understand today it's been a fiery season lately for many. It's been a season of uncertainty for many, a season of adversity. But I've come today, I believe, on assignment to tell somebody today that no matter how hot the fire gets, you're not alone. There is still a fourth man in the fire, and I've come to preach and declare this truth today. Blessed, not burned. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you're blessed. Not burned today. You're blessed, not burned. For the sake of time, I'm not going to read this very familiar and powerful story concerning the three Hebrew boys in the fire, but I'll be preaching, taking this message from Daniel chapter 3 if you want to look along. Here in this story, in this text, the prophet Daniel records a wonderful story of tests and trials that eventually lead to triumph. Daniel was the mouthpiece for God during the Babylonian captivity. In this story, King Nebuchadnezzar creates an image of himself as king, and he makes a decree and commands that this graven image be worshipped. This image is about 90 feet tall, they tell us, 9 feet wide. And the king decreed that at the appointed time, when all of the music begins to play, he says, you are to fall down and worship my image. But thank God, there were still 3 who refused to worship, 3 who said, we will not bow, we will not be a part of this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were followers of God. And in Daniel 3:8, it says, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and began to accuse them and the Jews. Apparently, the Chaldeans and some of these others had become jealous of the 3 Hebrew boys. Understand, the king had found favor with them. They had found favor with the king, and the king had blessed them and wanted to use them. But the people who began to talk about the 3 Hebrew boys and accuse because they were jealous of them convinced the king to come against them and to use the means of fire to try to destroy them. Now, I want you to stay with me for just a moment this morning. I want to share 4 important truths that relate to this story. And I believe there are 4 things that can change your life today. Number 1, watch this. You have to take a stand when the heat is on. You have to take a stand when the heat is on. Don't bow. Don't cave to the pressure. Amen? As I mentioned earlier, some were jealous of these 3 boys and they wanted to see them destroyed. So as they carried out this plan, the Bible says in Daniel 3:16, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. See, the king had already tried to get Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to bow before his image, but they said, O king, we are not careful to answer you. Can you imagine walking up to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, the most powerful man in the land, the one who could have you thrown in the dungeon, the one with his word could have you executed, but these 3 boys said, King, we're not careful to answer. Do you know what that means to me? That means, oh king, concerning this matter, this decree, we don't even have to think about our decision regarding your demands. In other words, king, we don't even have to give it second thought. We don't have to pray about it. We don't have to pause and have a discussion about it. See, they were not looking at the size of the statue. They were not looking at the size of the flames. They were not looking at the size and the demeanor and the power of King Nebuchadnezzar. They were looking at the size of their Almighty God. Amen. And to understand this, yes, they were facing a problem. Yes, it was a big problem. It was actually life or death for them, but they knew God was bigger. And I stand here today knowing that some of you are facing problems. This has been a problematic season for many of you. An uncertain season. An intense season. But God sent me to remind some today that it does not matter how big your problem is. He's always bigger than your problem. Amen. Has anybody found Him to be bigger? I know I have. And what I like about these three Hebrew boys is this. When the heat was on, when the pressure was on for them to bow and to compromise, they stood their ground. You see, anybody can stand their ground when it's easy. Anybody can stand their ground when they're not being tempted. Anybody can worship when it's easy. Anybody can serve the Lord when it's easy and everything's going good. But here these boys were right in the middle of an attack, and the heat is on and the pressure is on, but they took a stand and they looked at a king who had held their life in his hands, and they said, King, we're not careful to answer you. We don't have to think about twice what our decision is. Can I preach right here and you still love me today? Can I tell you some truth and you still love your pastor today? See, the truth is, there are some things concerning your life that you should not ever have to even think about. You should not even have to ever think twice about. There's some things in life you shouldn't even have to pray about. You ought to know better. You ought to know because of what His Word says. Some things you shouldn't even entertain. That sin, that temptation, that drug. I don't know why I'm on this right now, but how many said you still gonna love me? And you said it. And you don't know what I'm about to preach, but you said you still gonna love me. Listen, some folk need to take a stand against adultery. And just in case you don't know what adultery is, that's having sexual relations outside of marriage with a married person to somebody who's not your spouse. You need to take a stand against that. It's wrong. It's sin. If you've done it, ask forgiveness. Move on. God will forgive you. If you're doing it now, man up, woman up. Say no. Get right. Fornication. I'm going to describe them. Sexual relations between unmarried people. You still love me so far? Sounds a little weaker. It's time to take a stand, church. Does anybody want to be blessed? Do you want to be in right standing with God Almighty? Come on. Fornication is still a sin. If you're living with someone and you're not married, come on, somebody. Man up, man. Woman up, woman. It's still wrong. And if you want your home to be blessed and your finances to be blessed, if you want to walk under anointing to be used by God, get things turned around in order and make it right. Come on, somebody. You know I'm preaching the truth. I love you too much. I don't want you to stay under a curse. I want you blessed. Take a stand. Homosexuality is having sexual relations with the same sex. Marriage was created by God for a man and a woman. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to take a stand. A stand for truth. A stand. Do you want to be blessed today? Parents, some of you need to take a stand today. Does anybody still love me? We need some parents with some backbone again. Not of jellyfish spine. Parents, it'll take a stand and tell your kid, you are going to church today. You're not staying. You think you run this house? No, you're not going to that part. You're not. No, take a stand. Amen. No, you're not. Watch K-pop demons. Somebody may not know what that is, but I've been introduced to it, and that filth and garbage and demonic junk will not come into my home. Come on, somebody. Bless God, when did we start cowering to everything? I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to be holy and right. I'm just telling you and preaching the word today. It's time. The three Hebrew boys in the midst of attack, when the pressure and the temptation to cower and bow was, they said, we will not bow. We will not be careful to answer you. We need a church again. We need parents again. We need men and women again who say, I will not bow to sin. I'll not bow to temptation. I'll not bow to what the world says is okay. Hallelujah. My God, it's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Take a stand against giving up. Take a stand against quitting. God's been too good to you. Don't even think about it. Don't even have second thoughts. You know better. These boys stood their ground. Look at your neighbor and say, stand your ground. When it comes to the things of God, stand your ground. I know things get tough, but stand your ground. I know your body may be sick, but stand your ground. You may be tired, but stand your ground. Your kids may be acting out and lost, but stand your ground. You may be wounded and hurted. Stand your ground. The heat and the pressure may be on. Stand your ground. I've seen so many people lately who are worn out, weak, and they're being tossed to and fro in the ways that what they once believed is kind of wishy-washy now. People feel like quitting and giving up. They get discouraged. And if you trace back to the root of the problem, they backed away from reading the Word of God. They backed away from praying like they know they should. They backed away from going to church like they need to. Listen, dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. Come on. If you want to stand, you got to be in the Word. If you want to stand against this life's pressure and the heat, you got to pray. Come on. It's time for us to let hell know we're not backing down. We're not giving in. We're going to stand our ground. Ephesians 6:13 says, having done all to stand, what do? Stand. Some of you here, some of you watching have been on the verge of giving up or giving in to the heat or the pressure. Well, the Lord sent me, this pastor today, to tell you to stand your ground. Don't you give up on your kids. Don't you give up on your marriage today. Don't you give up on your miracle. Don't you give up on your dream. You stand your ground. You stand and have faith. You keep standing and believing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would not bow, even though everybody else did. Daniel 3:16 through 18 says, O king, we aren't careful to answer you in this matter. If that's the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us from your hand, O king. But this is what I like. He said, but if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship your golden image which you have set up. Do not miss those three words, church, but if not. They said, king, our God is able, but if he doesn't move exactly like we want him to, if God does not answer me just like I want him to, if God doesn't come through just like I expect him to, but if not, I'm still going to serve you. I'm still going to stand for you. I'm still going to worship. I'm still going to give you my all. Is there anybody in here that's going to stand today? Is anybody in here going to stand today? But if not, see, church, there will be times and seasons in your life when you've got to make up your mind. God, I'm going to trust you even if you don't move the way I want you to move, even if you don't answer the way I want you to answer. And these boys had made up their mind, and so must we today, church. that we're going to go all the way with God in the high times and the low times. In the good times and the bad, in the lean and in the plenteous times, we're going to trust Him. See, we serve a big God. He can do the impossible. God can heal. He can do miracles. But if He doesn't, but if not, but if, do I have any people that would say, but if not, I'm still going to serve. I'm still going to follow You, Lord. I'm still going to worship You. It's settled in my mind. My mind is made up. I don't have to second guess it. I don't have to think about it. But if not, I'm still going to love You. I'm still going to worship You, Lord. God's been too good. Then in Daniel 3:19, Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. And watch this. The Bible says the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. You know what struck me in this scripture? I've never paid attention to this before in all the times I've read it and preached about it. But it says his expression, the king's expression on his face turned, it changed. This was the same king that once loved these boys, that once favored them, that blessed them, that promoted them, that said they were great and all wonderful. But in one moment, the expression on his face changed toward them. Get this today, church. When your people change and your friends change on you and situations change, see, there are people who can be with you one moment and then against you in the next moment, on your side in one moment and not on your side in the next. And this is what I want you to see right here. Your friends may change. Their expressions toward you may change. People may change. Relationships may change. Situations may change. But I've come to tell you, there is one that does not change. God does not change. God's word does not change. His promises do not change. It doesn't matter if all hell is breaking loose around you and everything is changing. God is not changing. He's still able to do everything He said He would do. Listen to it like this. Situations don't change God. God changes situations. Situations don't change God. God changes situations. Your situation right now may not be perfect. You may not be where you want to be. You may not be doing what you want to do. You may not have the money you need. Everything may not just be right for you. But this is what you've got to know. Situations don't change God. God can move in and change that situation. And I believe God is getting ready right now to move into somebody's situation and begin to turn things. If you believe that and know He's able, give Him a shout of praise in this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says King Nebuchadnezzar was so mad. He had the furnace turned up 7 times hotter. You may be here, you may be watching, and you would say things have been heating up against me. Listen to me today. Just because others are quitting and falling all around you doesn't mean you should. We don't quit when the heat's turned up. We stand. David said in Psalm 119, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. David was saying, I've been in some tougher situations than this. I've had some tough days. I've had to fight bears and lions, and I've had to fight a giant. I didn't quit. The Lord sustained me, and somebody needs to hear me today. This ain't your first fight. This is not your first rodeo today. This is not your first problem and encounter. And if God has seen you through before, He will see you through again. Don't quit just because the heat is on and it's getting hotter. Bless God, take a stand. Come on, some. Look at your neighbor and say, take a stand. Well, it took me 18 minutes to do point one. I got 3 more to go. You still love me? I didn't get to preach last Sunday, so I'm making up. These will go quicker if you'll help me today. They're not as long, I promise. So number one, you've got to take a stand when the heat is on. Number two, what killed others won't kill you. Bible said in verse 20, and he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then those men were bound. They were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because of the king's command, it was urgent that the fire was exceedingly hot. Guess what happened? The flame of the fire did what? It killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who bound them, who threw them into the fire. And I've come to tell somebody, what killed others won't harm you. Come on, somebody. The fire was so hot that those men who threw them in got killed themselves. And notice this, what killed those men, guess what? It didn't kill Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It didn't even put a scratch on them. It didn't even singe their hair. They didn't even smell like smoke. I've come to tell somebody, I don't know what fiery situation you're in, but God told me to tell somebody, what has killed others in the same situation is not gonna kill you. Why? You're too anointed today. Anybody thankful for that? Hallelujah. See, there are some folk, you know, they lost their way. They lost their mind. They're dead physically, dead spiritually, dead emotionally. Come on. But you're still here today, and you're breathing today, and you're leaving. And you say, why? Because God has too much destiny in you. There's too much purpose in you to die. The Lord is still on your side, and he still has a plan for your life. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm a survivor today. Hallelujah. What killed others won't kill you. See, I told you that was going to be quicker. Number three. Number one, you got to take a stand. Number two, what killed others didn't kill you. Number three. Watch this one. God will destroy what tries to destroy you. He will destroy what's trying to destroy you. The Bible tells us, I will contend with those who contend with you. Better look out. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, look out. God's fighting for you. Amen. That's why I've learned to let God fight my battles. I've tried to fight them for years and years and wasn't successful. I just got stressed out and weary, discouraged, ready. I've learned, God, you got it. You handle that situation. You handle those folk, whatever's going on. You handle the devil. I'm just going to keep on standing. I'm just going to keep on doing all I can do. Come on, somebody. God says, I'll destroy what tries to destroy you. King Nebuchadnezzar thought, it's over, it's done, these three boys are finished, the fire has destroyed them. But according to the Bible, those boys got freed in the fire. Oh, they got freed in the... I need somebody to hear me now. What you are facing, what you are fighting is not going to destroy you. It's not going to beat you down. You are going to overcome. You are going to be able to say, look what the Lord, he has done. Come on, somebody. Give him praise today. I feel the anointing in this house. I feel God is doing something today. Hallelujah. Can you imagine how shocked the king was when he saw them? They were bound up when they were cast into the fire, but now they are free. Daniel 3, 24, 25 says, the king was astonished. He rose up in a hurry and he spoke, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? Look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the fire. They are not hurt. They are not bound. And the form of the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. Church, they were cast into that fire bound, but all that burnt off of them was what they didn't need. Hallelujah. Was what they didn't need. Praise God. That's the only thing that was burned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear me today. The devil's told some of you he's going to destroy you in this season, in this fiery trial. But let me tell somebody today, all that's going to happen to you in the fire, if God's in it with you, is the only thing that's going to burn are the things you don't need. Those boys didn't need those ropes binding them. Can you imagine with me just a moment, those three Hebrew boys, they began to take notice. I know I would. Hey, wait a minute, I'm not burning up. I'm not on fire. The ropes are gone. The only thing that's burnt on my clothes are still good. Got all my hair. Only thing missing is the ropes that had me tied up, tied down and bound and restricted. Shadrach must have looked over at Meshach, said, "You okay, Meshach?" Meshach probably said, "Yeah." Meshach looked over to Ben, "You all right?" "Yeah." Another one must have looked over and said, "Hey, you over there, wait, one, two, three, number four, wait, who are you? Who's this one over here? Wait, I know who you are. You're the fourth one. There were three, but now there's four. And you look like the Son of the living God." Come on, somebody. I need to tell you, somebody, when you're thrown into the fire, you're going to get free into the fire. What the devil meant to harm you with and to destroy you with is going to backfire on him. And the only thing that's going to be burned is that thing that has bound you and restricted you. Come on, somebody. Give God praise if you believe that today. Hallelujah. Jesus will never let you go through the fire by yourself. He's saying, if you're in the fire, if you get in the fire, I'll be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Watch this real quick. The three Hebrew boys had Hebrew names that had meanings. You understand Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are their Babylonian names, but they had Hebrew names, and they were significant. One of the boys' names was Azariah in Hebrew. And do you know what it meant? This is just how God works. Jehovah has helped me before, and he can do it again. And as Azariah, which was one of the three Hebrews, he's standing, he's about to be thrown into a fire. His name means, "God, you've been faithful before. You helped me in other trials. You helped me in others. And God, I go into this trial knowing that if you helped me before, you can help me again." Hallelujah. One of the other boys' name was Hananiah, and it simply means this: "God has favored me in the midst of the trial." His name, and "God has favored me, favored me." Another, watch this third one. His name was Mishael. And do you know what it means? Who can do what the Lord can do? Standing in the fire, who can do what the Lord can do? Listen, doctors are wonderful and great. I give God thanks for them. God has given them abilities to treat and do surgeries, and I thank God for them. They are wonderful, but who can do what the Lord can? Psychiatrists and counselors can help, but who can do what the Lord can do? Money can be good and put to good use, but who can do what the Lord can do? He'll do what mama can't do. He'll do what dad can't. He'll do what a lawyer and a doctor and the government can't. Who can do what the Lord can do? The answer is, nobody can do what the Lord can do. That old song we used to sing, "Can't nobody do me like Jesus." Amen. Hallelujah. "Can't nobody touch me like," can't nobody do it like the fourth man in the fire.
Thank you for listening to this sermon on the Mount Holly podcast. Be sure to follow so you never miss a new sermon and to get notified as soon as it's available. Mount Holly is a Christ-centered community of believers in pursuit of the living God. Whether you're a spiritual seeker or a committed Christian, exploring faith or looking for a church home, you're welcome here. We have ministries and classes designed for you and your family. Sunday service is held at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and our midweek refuel classes meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Please head over to our website to learn more about our ministries, our pastor, and to plan your visit. Click the link in this sermon's description or go to mountholly.org. Finally, because of your generosity, we are able to continue leading people into the life-changing presence of God. If you feel led to give, click the link in the description or go to mountholly.org/give for ways you can support our ministry. Thanks again for tuning in today. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, show you his kindness and have mercy on you, and watch over you and give you peace.